Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into something super interesting, at least I think so. We're taking a close look at friendship, and how it impacts our mental well-being, especially here in the UK. We've got a whole bunch of articles, research, all sorts of stuff, and let me tell you, some of the findings were, well, let's just say they were eye-opening. So get ready to explore why those friendships really are so important. And I'm not just talking about having a mate to share a pint with, although that's always a plus.
You got that right. It's
Yeah.
definitely more than just a pint, though I do enjoy a good one myself. But seriously, all the research points to the same conclusion. Strong friendships, they're not just a nice to have, they're absolutely essential for our well-being.
And it's not just some wishy-washy feel-good stuff, you know? There's actual science behind it. One UK study in particular, I found it pretty fascinating. They discovered that having close friends and a solid support network, it's incredibly important, especially for us folks here in the UK, which, considering that whole stiff upper lip thing we Brits are known for, well, let's just say I found it pretty intriguing.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that study really drives home the importance of having people you can lean on, folks who truly get you. But why is that connection so powerful? Well, think about it. Close friends, they provide that emotional support we all need. They give us that sense of belonging, that feeling of being part of something bigger than ourselves, and they act as a buffer against, well, all the stresses that life throws our way. It all adds up to, increased happiness, higher self-esteem, and this greater ability to bounce back when things get tough.
It's like having a safety net, but for your mental well-being.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. And the sources we have here, they don't shy away from the tough stuff either. They talk about loneliness being a real problem in this day and age, especially with everything going on. I don't know, does that resonate with you at all?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's something a lot of people can relate to.
Unfortunately, you're right. It is a common experience, particularly in our modern world,
Yeah.
which can feel pretty disconnected at times. But that's precisely why strong social connections are so incredibly important. Think of them as a powerful antidote to loneliness. And what these sources really emphasize is how crucial it is to recognize those feelings of loneliness early on and to take proactive steps to build those connections before it becomes a bigger issue.
So we've established that these strong friendships are essential. But the question is, how do we actually cultivate them? How do we nurture those deep, meaningful connections? And the sources had some pretty interesting insights into that.
Oh, they did. And they offered some really practical advice, too. Open and honest communication was a big one that kept coming up. Really listening to your friends, sharing what's going on in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly. That vulnerability is key to building stronger bonds. And of course, spending quality time together. Whether it's engaging in shared activities or simply just enjoying each other's company, sometimes we just need that reminder to be present with the people who matter most.
Absolutely. You know me, though, always up for digging a bit deeper. And one point that really resonated with me was the importance of celebrating each other's wins, big or small. It sounds great in theory, but what's the science behind that? Why is it so important?
I'm glad you brought that up. It's not just about being there for the tough times, although that's crucial too. Celebrating the good times together, that's equally important. And you're right, there's actually research to back this up. One study found that couples who made it a point to regularly celebrate even those small victories, like, say, finishing a challenging project at work or cooking a delicious meal, they reported feeling more connected and appreciated in their relationship.
It's like those little moments of celebration, they actually strengthen the bond between people.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. It's about reinforcing those positive feelings we have for each other. It's not just about being there for the tough stuff, although, of course, being there to offer emotional support when needed, that's non-negotiable for any strong friendship. Life has its ups and downs, and knowing you have someone in your corner to lean on, well, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of support, I noticed the sources also talked about peer counseling and support groups. It seems like those are becoming more and more popular as resources for, well, for mental well-being, especially here in the UK. Did you get that same impression from the materials?
Definitely, yeah. I think what makes those groups so powerful is that shared experience they offer.
Yeah.
It's about having a safe space, a place where you can connect with others who truly understand what you're going through because they've been there themselves. And that, in turn, it really helps reduce those feelings of isolation, and it can really foster a much stronger sense of belonging.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you just really need to talk to someone who gets it, right? Someone who's been there, walked a similar path.
100%. And that's where peer support can be so, well, so transformative, I think. because it's about recognizing that power of shared humanity, you know, knowing that you're not alone in your struggles. And what I found really interesting is that these groups often become like a platform for people to share coping mechanisms, strategies, resources, all those things that have helped them navigate their own challenges.
Like this collective wisdom, drawing strength and support from others who've faced similar things.
Exactly.
Okay, ready for another thought-provoking tidbit from the material?
Always.
All right. Well, they also dug into this whole idea of technology, you know, and its double-edged sword when it comes to friendship. Because on the one hand, we have all these incredible tools to stay connected now, but then on the other hand...
Right. It's a real paradox, isn't it?
It is.
Because while technology can be fantastic for keeping in touch with people, especially across distances, it also runs the risk of making our interactions, well, a bit superficial sometimes, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we get so caught up in having hundreds of online friends, but are those really friendships?
Yeah, it's easy to fall into that trap.
It is. And meanwhile, we might be neglecting the really deep and meaningful connections we have in real life.
It's about finding that balance, right?
It is. It's like we almost have to consciously check ourselves and ask, am I using this technology to genuinely enhance my friendships? Or am I, maybe without realizing it, am I using it to replace them? Something to think about for sure. But, you know, it's not just technology that shapes our friendships. The source has also pointed out the huge role that culture and society play as well.
Absolutely. That's a really important point. We often think of friendship as this purely personal thing, right?
Right.
But the reality is that cultural norms and societal expectations, they have a massive influence on how we form and maintain our connections with others.
Oh, yeah. Like, you think about it, some cultures place a really big emphasis on the collective, you know, on group harmony, while others prioritize individual expression and freedom.
Right. And those differences, they can really impact how we approach friendships, how we build them, how we sustain them.
They do, for sure. It's like we're all navigating this complex web of social connections, but the rules of the game, well, they can change depending on where you are in the world or even your own personal background. Pretty fascinating stuff, if you ask me.
It is. It really highlights how important it is to be mindful of those differences, especially in our increasingly interconnected world, right?
Yeah.
It's about approaching friendships with curiosity and understanding, acknowledging that what might be considered totally normal or expected in one context, well, might not be the case in another.
That's so true. Which kind of reminds me of another point the source has made. Friendships, they change so much over our lifetime. We see it from those bonds we form as children all the way to, well, the importance of staying connected as we get older.
Absolutely. Think about those friendships we make in childhood. They play such a crucial role in shaping who we become, don't they?
Yeah.
They influence our resilience, our social skills, even how we interact with the world around us. And then as we grow older, those connections remain so incredibly vital, perhaps even more so in combating isolation and loneliness as we age.
Mm.
It's all about recognizing that every stage of life brings its own unique needs and dynamics when it comes to friendship.
And you know what's interesting? One of the sources mentioned this long-term study, I think it was out of Harvard, where they followed this group of men for something like, I don't know, 75 years. Can you believe that? And you know what they found?
What's that? I'm intrigued.
They found that close, meaningful relationships, they were the biggest predictor of happiness and longevity, even more than wealth or fame or success. It was the relationships that mattered most. It's like having strong social connections. It's like having a superpower when it comes to living a longer, healthier, happier life.
Oh, that's amazing. And it really underscores everything we've been discussing today, doesn't it? The profound impact those strong, healthy friendships can have on our overall well-being.
It really makes you think about what's truly important, doesn't it?
It does.
Because, like that old saying goes, the best things in life are free. And you know what? I think strong friendships, they're definitely up there with the best of them.
I completely agree. And the best part is, there's something we can actively cultivate, you know? We're not just passive bystanders in our own lives. We can make choices to nurture those bonds.
Yeah.
And that's pretty empowering when you think about it.
Absolutely. Because it does take effort, though, right?
Yeah.
Just like anything else worthwhile in life, strong friendships, they're like a garden. They need tending, a little care and attention if we want them to truly thrive. But, oh, the rewards are so worth it when we put in that effort.
Couldn't agree more. Those deep, meaningful connections, they really are the lifeblood of a fulfilling life. And they bring us so much joy, support, a sense of belonging that you just can't find anywhere else.
So well said. And as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of friendship, I want to leave you with something to ponder, something to take with you. Think about this. If there was one small step, just one, that you could take today to nurture a friendship or maybe reach out to someone you care about, what would it be? Maybe it's as simple as sending that quick text message to a friend you haven't chatted with in a while. Or maybe it's picking up the phone and having a real heartfelt conversation with someone you care about. Or maybe, just maybe, it's about being brave and reaching out to someone new, taking a chance on making a new connection, because you never know where that might lead.
Such a beautiful thought to end on. Because it doesn't have to be a grand gesture, right?
Yeah.
Even the smallest acts of kindness and connection that can have this ripple effect, creating a more compassionate, more interconnected world.
Yeah.
One friendship at a time.
I love that. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive for today. And remember, those strong friendships, they're out there waiting to be discovered and nurtured. So go out there and make those connections. And until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.